Talking with Jamie from the Sexy Series Cookbooks. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time today. What is it about the Sexy Series that brings passion not only for food, but for life?
Okay. All right. So the cover of my first cookbook has over 100 recipes in it. The cover is very kind of like, ooh, what's in there? It's black, silky background with big red, passionate red lips on it. And that stands for a passionate chef's kiss. Why I have the term sexy in there is obviously just because healthy is so sexy. And we battled a lot of just in our family, heart disease, different things. And we are huge foodies. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring that life back to food. And no shame in being sexy. It's actually very healthy, especially when you're an adult. If you don't want to be sexy, I think you're lying to yourself.
Sure. You got to be honest with yourself.
Right. So that is what you'll find on the cover of all of my things. And my brand are the big red passionate chef's kiss lips.
Well, and I think it's really interesting that you talk about, or at least our perceived relationship with health food. And, you know, it's not attractive to us. It's not, you know, visually, it usually doesn't look great. And some of that is what we're brought up to believe, that healthy food
is boring
and bland. And it can't be the sexy plated meal that is dripping with carbs or, you know, fats and the things that give food flavor. You know, I think what you're doing with your mission and your business with these cookbooks is really making health food, not only tearing down that stigma, but making it attractive and making it something you want. I mean, things that are attractive. And I think that's
right. And it's funny because a lot of these recipes come from my grandma and my husband's grandma, who is Italian. And I didn't want to come out and say, like, cook like your grandma.
Cook sexy like your grandma. There's a weird disconnect there. I get it.
But it's true because we use really good, high quality ingredients, and we have been lied to. And me and my husband, when we were fighting heart disease with him and just getting our bodies healthy and our minds healthy, mm-hmm. we struggled. We became fat-free vegans before, and we were miserable.
Sure.
We were so miserable. And so then when we just started, Thanksgiving came around and we just cracked. He's like,
sure.
I'd rather die than go without your turkey this year. So I made the Sexy Holiday Cookbook. It has my garlic herb turkey in that. And we just really focus on a lot of soups because I've just always loved them. They're just so nurturing. You can feed a lot of people. They're easy. They don't have to be something that you cook for hours at a time. Mm-hmm. So that's why my first cookbook includes suppers and soups. And I kind of take like really good high quality ingredients that maybe I roasted, and you'll have that the first night as like a roast or roasted chicken or whatever you want to turn it into, chicken parm, whatever. And then you take that broth from the bone, hopefully. I always say never waste a good bone.
That's it.
And then I turn that into like a sauteed vegetable soup. And it's really easy, and it can be quick and healthy and delicious, mouth-watering delicious.
And, you know, you talk about, number one, I love the passion that you talk about these recipes and this food with, you know, because I feel that it's very hard to take seriously any sort of chef or, you know, somebody who is making your food or preparing your food. It's very hard to take them seriously that it's good if they're not excited about it. Just like anything else in our lives, you know, I'm not going to trust you.
I always said never trust a skinny chef. And it's like, and we're not skinny people. Like, I've never been skinny. Well, when I was starving, fat-free vegan, I got pretty skinny. But sure. I also have a curvy skeleton, so I never really looked like straight stick skinny.
Sure.
That's just not who we are. But we're still really healthy. We just like to eat really good food.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the overarching thing for me, you know, looking beyond the health aspect, you know, obviously that's very important. You know, you want to make sure people are being nourished, you know, because I think, again, there's also a bit of a disconnect between eating and being nourished, you know, that we all deal with individually, that we deal with as a society. But what I think I see, and I, you know, please elaborate if this is correct, the greater arch is that you're caring for people. You know, when you cook for people and when you try to help them, you know, you're not going to switch somebody's diet overnight, but if you can how important when you're putting together this business and you're writing these recipes and these books, you know, how important is it to you to stay centered on that care?
Oh my gosh, it's funny that you picked up on that, because on the back of my first cookbook, I say manifest with meals. And that is because I was literally taking all of my heart and my soul and putting it into my food and thanking my food and thanking the farmers and just everybody that helped bring that meal before it reaches our lips and reaches our bodies. And that is so important. I'm glad you picked up on that. And my daughter was beating cancer, and we just had a lot of things going on that were really dragging us down and
Sure.
taking out our hope. You know, it was hard to have that will and that hope. And sometimes you don't have an appetite and you don't want to even eat, or
Yeah.
sometimes you want to go and just get something quick just to take your mind off of whatever it is you're worrying about and stressing about. And it's the wrong way to do it. Like
Sure.
going through a drive-through, stuff like that. It's just poison, you know. And it's not that I don't eat poison sometimes, because I do.
Everything in moderation, everything in
I have a
moderation.
teenage, yeah, I have a teenage son, so